Hey there, welcome back to another episode of Softly Spoken Saturday with me. And I would like to say thank you guys so much for all the support on Patreon recently. It has been awesome and I'm really, really excited for the future. And yeah, so today's topic I was personally thinking was maybe some drama. I don't know. It's just, for me personally, I am a very, very private person. I don't join Discords as much as I used to. I am very reserved and I literally never talk to or in public Discords or public like voice acting Discords anymore due to my own privacy, my own security, and unfortunately, my own safety. So here's some stuff that has really changed the way that I see things. Actually, to be honest, I don't consider this drama, more of like how stuff ended up being this way, you know? So first and foremost, I used to, like back in the day, I used to join every single Discord there was because I loved meeting new people. And it was so much fun just hearing about people that also enjoyed the same stuff that I did. And it's just really nice, you know? There was this one time where I joined a server. And there was some people that were really, really nasty, really egotistical. And I was very confused on what's going on. Because apparently these people knew exactly who I was and was under the impression that I came there to brag about my numbers. And I'm just going to put this out here now, but I am not the type of person who flaunts off how many subscribers I have or any of that stuff. It's never a conversation starter. Like if someone asks, hey, how many subscribers do you have? I just tell them the truth because, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, they were under the impression that I was there to flaunt off and be basically not a very nice person. I'm still to this day very confused why they felt that way. But I'm assuming they had some past experiences with someone else who acted in that manner. So because of that, they treated me quite differently. They were quite rude and very just expressive on how they felt that I was intruding in their community. And I felt really awful. I was like, oh my gosh, am I doing something wrong? And I asked them, hey, is everything okay? And they personally did not respond. And I proceeded to get very like anxious and scared. So I just left the server. And then there was another instance that was, well, I wouldn't say this was awful, but I joined a friend of mine. Like, this is my friend's server. And one of her moderators was consistently comparing me and her, saying that she was better, she was this, she was that. And it was apparently all a joke, but it's gotten to the point where they were preaching it out to the other members of the server. And it became like a thing to harass me with. Personally, for me, I don't care about how many numbers someone has. If they're a good person, that's all I really care about. Especially when I'm looking for someone to be my friend. I don't look at their numbers and be like, you have to have a certain amount of people under your name in order for me to be a friend with you. That's not really how I work. And it will never work like that. Amazing friends, they don't need to have a large following. They could be people that are not content creators, but they're just amazing people. But yeah, I did have to have a talk with my friend. I was like, hey, this is getting a bit out of hand. And then we settled it. But because of some other stuff that I personally don't want to mention, because it is a lot deeper and darker, I had to stop joining Discords, and personally for me, that was really sad to do, and I was really upset because I do enjoy meeting new people. And the only time I meet new people now is through other socials, for example, you know, YouTube or Twitter. So it is what it is, but it definitely was very difficult for me at first because I was the type of person that really loved meeting new people, always wanted to be everyone's friend. And I learned the hard way that that's not possible at all. And there's going to be people who dislike you. And because of that, I learned a lot about myself. And I thank everyone who was a part of that learning process. Because now I have the knowledge to protect myself, protect my mental health, and all that stuff. It's really, really important to ensure that your health is above everything. If the vibes are off for you or you don't feel comfortable, you do not have to be there. And trust me, you will know what I'm talking about when it happens. And even if no one is doing anything, if you're not getting good vibes, you don't have to force yourself to be there. You could just leave. Personally, for me, it's going to take a little bit to be able to join back servers again. I'm slowly but surely going. I have a few friends that I'm part of their community. I haven't been active in there, but you know, it is what it is. But I would say it's just like, drama-wise, quote-unquote, I've definitely had my fair share of moments, but it wasn't, you know, there were some situations that were really, really bad, and others that were extremely minor. For example, like a misunderstanding, or perhaps just, you know, misuse of words, like they didn't word something right and someone misinterpreted it, like all that stuff. But I will say this, one of the bigger things that I've went through that is, you know, we have resolved is apparently someone thought that I was impersonating them and they were not happy with that. They thought that I was trying to overshadow them by being them. And I was like, no, I'm not doing anything like that. It was actually a very interesting situation because I was talking to them and I've noticed that our voices were very, very similar. And it happens a lot. There's a lot of voice actors who sound very similar, but they still have their own unique, you know, flair, you know? So yeah, that was actually the first time I met someone who had a very similar voice to mine, and it was an interesting experience. We talk things out, everything's normal now, so it's chill, but you know. Honestly, there has been a lot of drama before. I haven't commented on a lot, but, you know, it's just, I do believe that despite everything, everything that I do is so worth it. Like having the community that I have and talking to the people that I talk to, like, and the experiences that I've come across and the opportunities most definitely. So yeah, drama is fun to talk about, but it's not like everything that happens. I was honestly kind of struggling for a topic this week, and that's why I was just like, why don't we just talk about a bit of drama that's happened? And I haven't even talked about like the really big ones because one, I just rather not put people's names out there or something like that. But I would just say that there's always going to be bad people in every single community, but you shouldn't let those bad people ruin everything because every community has its beauty to it. And of course, with that beauty comes along with, you know, the ugliness. But at the end of the day, it's still beautiful. As long as the community is not hurting anyone in any sort of way or spreading negative ideals, then it's beautiful. That's how I see it, you know? Well, okay. I think that is a good ending to this week's Softly Spoken Saturday. And if you guys have any prompt ideas, do let me know because coming up with these is really difficult for some odd reason. I want to talk about a lot of things, but I don't know which to talk about first. I guess that's what I've been struggling with. So yeah, if you guys have any specific topics you want me to talk about, then feel free to let me know. So again, thank you guys so much for joining, and I hope you have an amazing day. And always remember that you are super cool. All right, I'm heading off. See you next week.